Andrew Jackson, who was the president of the United States at some point, he is on a $20 bill at the moment. He is being removed, and they are now putting on the $20 bill the abolitionist Harriet Tubman, who was a... Right.
Underground Railroad.
Now, some people, they don't think it's a good idea. They feel that she's being overvalued. Watch who it is. Guess.
I love Harriet Tubman. Uh-huh. I love what she did. But we can find another way to honor her. Maybe a $2 bill.
I think Harriet Tubman is fantastic. I would love to leave Andrew Jackson and see if we can maybe come up with another denomination. Maybe we do the $2 bill or we do another bill.
Andrew Jackson owned at least 600 slaves. He was a vicious slave owner, by the way.
And he also carried out an Indian removal policy.
Right. Genocide against Indians.
Invading Florida. You know what's so shocking to me is, where did the $2 come from? Why does it have to be a $2 bill? I just don't understand that. And in fact, there are a lot of songs that talk about a $2 hoe. And for some reason, it angered me so much.
But on the flip side of that, I know when I receive a $2 bill, I never spend it because it's so special. It's not in rotation. You know what I'm saying?
It's not in rotation.
It's not a lot in rotation. And I hope, and I'm just hoping, I really hope that they didn't say $2 because of the value. I hope they said it because it was special.
No, they said it because it's obscure, because no one uses it. No one sees it.
I don't know that.
Did you ever hear the phrase, he's as phony as a $2 bill?
Yes.
That's a phrase. They know what they're doing, those two.